With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
To the old me, scared and unseen, you're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive, turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes and the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This
bound, every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place. It's a call to every soul who wants to be free. A song for
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
We're reconsidering everything right now. What is time post-COVID? What is truth in Trump's America? Is You've Got Mail secretly a movie about a creepy gaslighting stalker? We can't answer the first two questions, but we have opinions about the third. We on Hot and Bothered are revisiting romance movies of the past and asking, what were these movies teaching us? What did we not even realize they were teaching us? Hot and Bothered is me, Vanessa Zoltan, a pop culture critic and nice lady with opinions, and Hannah McGregor, a bona fide professor of media studies, loving love stories, and also just a little bit concerned. Come listen to Hot and Bothered.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
So welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna White. I am your host of Keeping It Real on Purpose. And today we have a special guest who we actually started talking before we're supposed to be talking, but we're going to talk right now about her business. This is Charlene Williams, and her business is, if I'm going to say it correctly, Honeybee V-Streams. Am I right?
Steam.
Steam. Steam. So you only get one. Okay. But welcome to the show.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. So I'm excited because I heard about your business, and you were telling me before the show how long you'd been doing it.
Yeah, almost 4 years.
November
30th will be the fourth year.
Wow.
Yes.
So I didn't know that. I thought it was brand new. But when I heard it, I heard about it, I was like, they're sitting on this bidet. And they're getting stream. I wanted to know more about like what you do. I had no idea. My one of my friends does holistic healing, so she's like they do the tea leaf the tea bag thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm like, so I want you to share about your business. Really share about what it is and what happens, because we need to know.
So V-Steaming is a healthier way for vaginal care.
Right.
Okay. For vaginal care. So when you come in to the shop, we'll sit down face to face. We'll do a full consult.
Okay.
Kind of get a little familiar with each other, and you can explain to me what issues you're having. Or you don't even have to be having an issue.
Okay.
I like to say, you're going to laugh, I like to say it's maintenance.
Mm. Is it like what is it? What we used to do? Maybe we used to be told summer's eve. It's not like that.
No, and you know that's really, really bad.
I know. We know. We were told years ago it was great, and then we found out it was bad.
Yes, that it's so bad for you. So what you do is we sit and there's basic herbs,
right.
Or if you're facing something or you want to address something, I can change the herbs up.
Right.
Once I do that, you sit on a chair. You sit in a steam chair.
Right.
Underneath you is the herbs.
Okay.
And water.
Okay.
So the steam is going up through your vagina.
Right.
And your tissue is absorbing it all.
Right.
And putting it through your bloodstream.
Okay.
To address whatever issues.
So you say about address issues. Give me an issue. I mean, because, you know, that could be a bunch of issues,
but
I want to know specifically.
Something simple as an irregular cycle.
It
could be something as simple as you want to reduce your cramping.
Really?
Yes. It could be that to you have fertility issues.
Okay.
Your menopause symptoms are just overbearing at this time,
girl.
And you're looking for something, you know, more holistic.
Okay.
For me, it was more or less like I dealt with, and this is very personal, I dealt with cycle issues.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I just was like, I'm over the medication part of it.
Yeah.
Don't put me on no more medication.
Right.
I'm not trying this pill. I'm not trying that
pill.
Yeah. I'm not doing it anymore.
Right.
And I started doing research
on
different ways to, you know, basically get it to be regular.
Mm-hmm.
Stop the cramping. The cramping used to be so severe where I would be in the bed, like literally curled, like in a ball, crying.
Yeah.
But thank God for Feast Steven, because I don't deal with that.
So that was your real experience
yourself. Yes, yes.
And then you found out maybe other people were like, okay.
Yes. And the first time you do it, the first time for me, it didn't work.
Right.
And I'm like, well, I got all these herbs left. I might as well try it again. I'm not just going to throw it in the garbage.
Yeah, yeah.
And I tried it again. It wasn't until the second month. I'm like, wait a minute.
Okay. So this,
I don't feel this.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I don't have the cramping. It didn't go away, but it wasn't as bad as it was in the, you know, as it had been in the past.
Right.
So I used that and I said, nah, I'm bugging out.
Right.
I'm going crazy. I said, well, I still got enough for another, you know, steam.
Right.
I'm going to just finish this out.
Right.
And I did it. And when the third month hit, it was completely different.
Wow.
The flow was different. The cramping was different. The pain had went down so much. I was actually able to get up and move around.
Oh, that's nice.
In the morning. Yes. Yeah. It was really, really bad. And it changed it. And I just stuck with it.
Okay.
With it. Yeah. And I want to say probably a year after that, I said, well, wait a minute. This is not very popular out here.
No, I have never heard of it.
I said, this is not very popular out here.
Right.
And I started doing more research on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I think I'm gonna open up a business doing this.
Okay. All right.
That's how all of this came about.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really good. So when you were talking about just that situation itself, I know plenty of people that had that. I never experienced that. I never had experienced, you know, chronic pain. But that when I had menopause, I was like, my skin was getting like sparkly from the sweat. I was like, I was really experiencing.
And you know, I wish you would have said something because there's
herbs.
I didn't
know.
There's herbs for stuff like that.
Wow.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I didn't know that. I really tried to eat as healthy as possible, stayed away from hormonal foods, like, you know, anything that had, you know, animal hormones in it. I stayed away from it to bring that down because I was miserable.
Yes.
But I didn't know. I didn't really know. And it's just really good to have this information for our audience.
Yes. You know, that's one of the things that, you know, kind of like bothers me a little bit. Like, I know I'm not a doctor
right.
or anything like that, but I feel that, you know, whatever issue you're dealing with, your doctor should always give you another option to go another route, a holistic route.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Before they do, you know, I run into a lot of women who have had hysterectomies. And I'm like, you didn't think to go a holistic route? Try it. It couldn't hurt.
Right.
You just let the doctor do whatever they wanted to do.
But most of the time, Charlene, we wait until there's a pain.
Yes.
We wait till there's a pain. I know with my own sister, she had that, and she was in excruciating pain, and so they had to do something. But I think your way, what you said, is more maintenance. It's more taking care of yourself throughout the time.
Throughout the time, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
So how long does, like, if you do the three-month, like the three-month cycle, as you say, the three-month, how long does that last? And when do you kind of keep doing it?
I actually, and once again, I'm going to tell you from my own experience.
Yeah, sure. That's the best.
I've been doing it forever, but when I miss a month of steaming, just because, you know, life is always lifing. Life is always lifing.
I like that, guys. Hashtag that. Yeah. Life is always lifing.
It really is, and it gets busy sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
I may not see, like, I can see the difference a little bit, but that second month that I miss, it's totally different. The cramps are not severe as they were day one,
right?
But I could tell the difference.
Yeah, yeah.
You can definitely tell the difference.
Yeah, right. So it's a constant.
It's constant.
It's constant.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
So you can steam up to four times a month, up to four times a month.
Okay.
But I like to say as long as you, once you become consistent with it, as long as you get that one steam in, at the minimum, one steam in a month,
right,
you're golden.
Okay, okay. So that's like almost like a vitamin.
Yes. Okay. Yes, it is.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's a vitamin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that has to go with the regimen. You know, because, and then while you was talking, when you're talking about these herbs and everything, so I always kind of relate things with people because of practicality.
Yes.
And so I was thinking about the Bible, how Bathsheba used to bathe in all the oils and stuff like that. And we don't do that anymore.
We don't do that anymore.
And as soon as you talked about that, I was like, oh, that's Bathsheba just laying and being taking care. Yeah, they're taking care. We don't do that.
We don't do any of that anymore.
Yeah, we don't do that. And you said life is lifing, you know, and yeah, we got to take care of ourselves. We really do. As women, especially, let me just say, because we are nurturers by nature.
We can't
stop it. We try to.
Yeah, you can't stop
we
it.
We can't stop it. And we want to, believe me.
Yeah.
really want to. But, you know, we give. We are so susceptible to comparing ourselves to other people, being in these races, you know, these trying to be like other people. We're just so susceptible to that. And this is just another regimen. And I like that. I like that, the fact that we can do that. And I'm going to try to put that in my maintenance. I really am. Because I take my medication. So I will tell you, I got off medication.
Nice.
I did. And they said I had high cholesterol and was giving me medication that was cramping in my entire body.
Yes.
So, of course, I'm having this argument with my doctor.
Yes. Yes, because you're your best advocate.
I'm having this whole argument. And he said, no, you got to take it. And I said, why?
No.
Tell me why. Well, this and that. I said, no. Tell me why about me.
Yeah.
Don't tell me why about other people.
Yes.
Tell me about why about me. What do you see that's going to happen? Oh, well, in 10 years, it'll save you from a heart attack. I said, but what is it doing to my body?
Yes.
All this time to 10 years. So I started to feel it immediately because I'm, you know, I don't have any medications in general. So I started to feel it because I try to be as healthy as possible. And I started to feel it. And then I got the cramps under the ribs. And then I got it was so bad I couldn't get up. And so I called him. I said, I can't be on this. So he said, I'll give you a different med. So I was like, I don't think I should be on it anyway. And so we went back three or four times having a conversation. Finally, I said, this is not for me. If you cannot find something holistic for me, this is not for me. Because every doctor I work with knows Edna's not taking no pills.
Yes.
Okay, she's not.
Tea.
Yeah. Okay.
Tea. Teas, like 100% organic teas,
yeah,
are the best.
Yeah.
The best.
Yeah.
People, we've grown away from all of that.
Oh, yeah. We love coffee now.
We love coffee now.
And milk and soda. Yeah. And soda's become the epidemic.
Yes.
It's really the worst. It's the worst for us.
Yes.
And I could say for our vaginas, it's worse because of the
everything.
Mucus.
Yes.
The mucus that the sugar creates. You start, I'm telling you, when I was, I'm going to tell you this, and this is very personal. I was drinking soda. I used to find a discoloration. My pH was off.
Yes, it throws everything off balance.
I'm like, what the heck is this? What do I have?
It throws everything off balance. And that's another thing with, like, knowing your body.
Yeah.
Knowing your body and how everything is functioning, you'll pick it up immediately.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
I was like, what is this?
The food you eat. If I eat too much of a certain food, spicy food, I'm like, oh, Lord, listen, I can't eat that on a regular.
I like it, but it does not agree
with me.
Yes, yes.
And you have to know your body.
Oh, yeah.
You have to know your body because that's the first sign. You're like, wait a minute, something's off. Yeah. And it's not always a thing where you need medication.
No, no. And you're right about the teas because I did meet somebody at a networking event and she had this. She's right out of Medford. She had this turmeric tea, and I loved it. Oh my gosh! And it had all the healing properties in it.
All the healing properties.
You're right. It's the tea.
It's the tea. I'm telling
you. It's the teas.
So
going back, I'm going back.
Yes, when you steam, those are the same herbs that are going inside your steam.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Those are the same herbs.
Okay.
Yes.
Now let me ask you a question. So. These are because the moist areas are where everything can be either secreted or absorbed.
Yes.
Okay. So when we're doing this, this should be under your care. Or how do we get this? Is it we have to see you all the time?
Yes. Okay. Or either I have an at home kit too, but if you choose to purchase the at home kit, come and do one steam with me.
Okay.
So that you can actually get the visual on how the a lot of times people think the water is boiling. No. Absolutely not. You do not want to sit on this steam pot with boiling hot water. No. It's going to do some damage.
Yeah.
So you need to know the right temperature.
Okay, okay.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I like for people to come in, steam one time with me, and then if you choose to do the at-home kit, you know the proper way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
As well as I'm providing you with an information packet and everything. You know the proper way. Don't just go online and start ordering. You know what I mean? And you boiling the water. You boiling water on the stove and it's bubbling. No, that's too hot.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's important to know. I mean, audience, listen. Don't do this. Now, when I heard my friend say she was inserting, she said, oh, this is a bag that you insert. And I was like, the last thing I used was a tampon. And that wasn't too... You know,
you have to.
That wasn't too good. That didn't come out too well. So I was like, I'm not inserting anything that I don't know. I don't understand.
Yes.
So I need to, I always need to understand. That's why I ask so many questions to understand. And it's important.
It's important to understand. It really is. Yeah. A lot of people, even, you know, a lot of people who do the at home kits.
Yeah.
Start off, and myself included, that's where I started.
Yeah.
You steam on a toilet.
Yeah.
You put the...
Oh, the little thing, the big thing.
Yes, you put it on the toilet.
Okay, okay.
But how can you reset your energy and you're looking for, you know, different ways to, you know, bring... Because steaming has to do with energy as well.
Oh, sure.
You want to positive energy and good energy in the same place that you let your waste out in.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know about them.
Do you get what I'm saying?
I got to figure that one because you have to make your bathroom really welcoming.
Right. Welcoming. Yeah, so if you letting it all out in here, you know, it doesn't make sense.
The same thing going, that's good. Yeah, I don't know. So you're right. Yeah, you have to have a whole area for that.
Yes.
You have to be set and prepared.
You have to be set and prepared
That's a good point. That's a good point. So This is a business question. Do people come back to you after they use the one that they do by themselves? Do they come back and say, "Hey, you need to do it"?
A lot of times, I want to say maybe two clients have came back after the self one.
Okay,
but they've caught like doing it at home. They texting. Hey, this Charlie. They call it. Listen, and I'm like, did you read the information sheet?
See, I can't. Yeah.
Did you read that packet?
Yeah.
This is why I said you have to come to me first.
Yeah.
And then, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just so you know the proper way to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, audience, you heard this. This is very important for us as women to kind of get into because it could be a great regimen for us, but definitely treat this like you're going to Massage Envy or getting your nails done at a nail shop.
Yes.
Treat this like one of those experiences, because this is an experience. So I want to talk to you now. I want to flip the side of it. Is how do you feel about doing this? Because you're the only Black woman I know that's doing this. Mm-hmm. There may be doctors and nurses who are attempting that, because that's a different scale,
yes.
You know, because they're looking at the vaginal care,
yes.
You know. But as a Black woman in this kind of arena, what challenges do you come up with?
I think one of the challenges that I face sometimes is trust.
Ooh, that's good. That's with all of us, though.
It's trust.
Yeah.
And this is why I said when you come in, we sit down one-on-one and we do a consultation and we talk so you can get to know the type of person that I am, as well as me get to knowing who you are.
Right, because you're checking me out in the bottom. Okay.
Yeah.
You're checking me out. I got to trust you.
You have to trust that person.
Yeah.
You have to trust that person. A lot of times the consults, they run literally. I've had people come in for a consult with me, and we're sitting there for like 45 minutes.
Okay.
Literally. And the conversation goes left real quick, real quick. And I'm like, oh, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
And it turns into an encouraging thing and a lifting thing.
Sure, you're a
because
coach.
People are really looking. People are really looking. Like, how do I reset myself? This is what's going on in my life.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And I'm like, listen. And it just takes off from there.
Yeah. So you're a vagina coach. I love it. This is the new vagina coach, you ladies out here. Vagina. And if you men want to buy this product for your wife or your girlfriend or your whomever, she's the vagina coach. You're a vagina coach. I don't give you. I'm dubbing you. I'm dubbing you the vagina coach. I love
it. But it's so nice when they follow up.
Right.
And everything is confidential.
Right.
Well. When they follow up and they're like, oh my gosh, like this really worked for me.
Yeah, yeah.
This worked.
Yeah.
I'm in a really good place now. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, I really don't remember what we talked about. Don't worry about the confidentiality, because I really don't remember what we talked about. Yeah.
So do you think, you said trust, and I think we're in similar fields, because now you're the vagina coach. And I think, do you think that it's more than just trusting? Is it has to do with discrimination in the sorts?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I haven't ran into that yet.
Okay.
But I definitely think there's people who are like, not that girl from Bellport.
Right. And even on the next level, even within our own set group of people, our Black
even
women.
Even within our group. Yeah. Yes. You know what a lot of people say? They're like, oh, you know, I heard you do V-steaming, because V-steaming has a lot of sexual benefits too.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You left that part out.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And they'll be like, oh, well, I don't have any problems in that area. And I'm like, no, it's bigger than that.
Yeah.
It's so much bigger than that. Don't just count it out because of that. I mean, I don't have no problems in that area,
but
it's like your car.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with your car, but you go get an oil change.
Sure you do. You do.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, you change the fluids.
You change the fluids. You do everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's maintenance.
Yeah, I think while you were saying that, I think that really is about them not trusting themselves and, again, yes, comparing ourselves to somebody else. And instead of saying, and a lot, I find this a lot, instead of saying, I need your help.
Yes.
They don't ask.
They don't ask.
No.
Even, and you know, even the facade. Ones. Yes. Even mm-hmm. the people who do ask, like, you know, and it's so weird because I'll be out and they'll be like, oh, it's the steam lady. Or, hey, honeybee. And I'm like, hi.
That's great.
And they'll ask questions. They're like, well, I mean, you're going to go in there? And I'm like, whoa, hold on. I'm not going in anything.
Not an obstetrician.
Okay. I'm like, listen, I'm not a gynecologist.
Yeah, none
I'm
of
not
that. That.
None, none of that. What you're going to do is, and I explained it to them, and then they're like, oh, all this time I thought that you go in there. And I'm like, no, I don't go in there. I don't see absolutely anything. You are completely covered.
Yeah.
You're in there by yourself.
Right.
That's another thing. If you book by yourself, mm-hmm. you're in there by yourself.
Right. Okay.
That's okay, it. If you book with another person, you're in there with that person.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, it's a group.
yeah. But now that I'm in the shop, I'm actually sectioning each chair off.
Okay.
But when I was based out of my house, mm-hmm. Nobody's booked. Unless you book with that person, you know, nobody else is coming in
there.
Right. It's only you.
Right.
Yeah.
So tell us about your shop and your new opening, your grand opening that's going to be happening.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I think the nervousness is gone now.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Like,
yeah.
Come on December 2nd,
yeah.
Let's go. But I think with the shop, it was just, I keep saying that God just said here.
Yeah.
Here's a gift for you.
Yeah.
Because I was looking. Mm-hmm. I was looking. I stopped looking because everything was outside. I'm like, 2,000? What?
Yeah,
that's
too much. Yeah.
I'm taking all my profit and it's going to go back.
Yeah,
no.
You don't want that. Yeah.
I said, I can't do that. And that Friday night, I came home and I said, I really got to find a shop. I really have to find something mm-hmm. to get into.
Right.
And I got online and I started emailing different, you know, brokers and,
mm-hmm.
you know,
right.
private landlords and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they started answering me back like Sunday. People started responding.
Mm-hmm.
One guy in Cinema Riches, he said, I have somebody viewing it Monday morning. If they don't take it, you can come look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, fine.
Okay.
I'll follow up. I said, you know, when can I follow up with you? Monday afternoon.
He was ready.
Yeah.
He's ready.
And he's like, yeah. And I want to say I've called him probably about 12 noon.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, no, the girl actually took it. And I'm like, dang.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, in the price range that I was looking for.
Right, right.
And while I was outside, I was at work at my full-time job. And I said, let me check my emails. And I went to an email mm-hmm. and the guy said, this suite that you're looking at, it has been rented, but I have another one available.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I'm emailing him back. Now I'm standing outside on break and I'm emailing him and I'm like, how soon will it be ready for me to look at?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you can come today.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm like, I don't got time to email. Let me call him. And I get him on the phone and I'm like, I can come today. What time are you available?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I'm here now. You know, you can come right now if you want.
Right.
And I said, all right. So I run back inside. I'm like, I'll be right there. And I tell my supervisor, listen, I'm going on break or whatever. I'm going to look at this suite.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right.
On my way there, I start praying
mm-hmm.
on my way there to
right.
this suite. If it's for me,
yeah.
it's going
to
be for me.
But it was already for you. God had already assigned it to
yes.
you. So it was
so
already.
So I'm like, and normally I'm one of those people like, I said, let me call. Both my friends were off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I ain't calling nobody. I'm just going to go by myself.
Yeah.
And I get there, and we get to talking, and, you know, he's like, all right, well, it's on the other side of the building. And I walk in, and I'm like, wow, this is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking, and I don't even know what Nina's title is
mm-hmm.
for Advance.
Yeah.
She's like, you're Honeybee? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, you don't remember my emails? And I'm like, no, I don't remember you emailing me. She mm-hmm. was like, I tried to do an interview with you last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I probably didn't see the email. I don't know.
Right, right.
I'm so sorry or whatever.
And she's a journalist.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. She's so sweet.
Yeah.
So beautiful. I'm sitting there, and I'm talking, and she's like, yes, I know exactly who you are. Mm. So now we're back to talking, and we're walking around and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I said, all right, how much do you want? Mm-hmm. And he told me the numbers, and I'm like, stop playing.
All right.
I'm like, cut it out. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, that's what I want. And I'm like, huh?
I wouldn't even question that. Here you go.
Yeah. I'm like, what? I said, you're playing with me right now.
It was for you.
You're playing.
For you now.
And it was literally in the price range that I was looking for. Right. Less than what I was looking for.
Yeah, see, that's exactly
And I'm
right.
like,
that's exactly right.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, hold on. What can I do in here?
Yeah.
And he said, you can do whatever you want to do.
Right.
Want to paint it? Want to take the carpet? Do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
I said, no way. He said, yeah, you have your own door this way, or you can use this door out here. Mm. This is your parking lot. I'm like, what? I could park back here?
Yeah.
And he's like, yes, you can park back. I said, say no more. I'm taking it.
Right.
I'm taking it.
Yeah.
So I fly back to my job. I'm like, send me the invoice, da-da-da-da. Yeah. And I get back to the job. Now, you know, in the process of all this, I'm like, oh, my gosh, thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank
right.
you. Because this really was a gift.
Right.
It was everything of what I asked for in the price range. It fit in my budget.
Right, right.
And I get back to my desk. I pull out my debit card, and I do the invoice.
Right.
Send him the money. He sends me back the receipt. I check my account. I said, girl, what you done did?
You got excited. But that's what happens when when you get into action.
Yes.
That's what really happens, you know. And sometimes you just need a spark from somebody. Boom, boom. And you just do it.
Yes.
How were you going? You know, I know that you want this to be your next level. This business is going to be your next level. How are you going? Are you ready for the transition? Because just like this happened quickly, are you ready for employee to owner?
To owner, yes. You know what I keep saying?
What do you keep saying?
I keep saying, like, I'm so grateful for my blessings, and I'm open for, like, take me to the next level.
Right.
But please don't let me mismanage it.
Yeah, that's a great thing.
Give me the tools.
Yeah, that's really good. That's really important.
Give me the tools to keep it afloat and keep it going.
Sustainability.
Give me that in this process.
Yeah.
Because I could want it all I want.
Right.
But if I don't have the tools,
that
it's
is
not
so
going to work.
You're so right. So right. Yeah, I work with a lot of clients that I tell them that, you know, that's a wonderful idea. What are you going to do? How are you going to keep this going?
Like,
because, you know, for us Black women, an audience here, this, for us Black women, we create a business. It's out of our own pain and experience.
Yes.
And then we want to give this gift of a business, of a way to make money, of a way to build wealth to our family's legacy.
Yes.
That's what we want. We don't want to be it. You're the one you compete with. Don't get it twisted.
Right. Right.
We want to leave this as a legacy for our families to do. So just as everyone else in this world, they leave their businesses to, you know, carpentry companies, plumbing companies. They go to the sons of sons.
Yes.
And even churches go to sons
go
to sons,
sons to sons. Sons. Yes.
So just like we're stepping out, and there's a statistic that's out. I think the number is 64% of Black women are now walking out of corporate worlds and creating businesses like you do.
Yes.
So I see the growth in that, and I see, you know, like you said, that's very important, is to have the sustainability. You know, it's a great idea.
Yeah.
You know, I just had an event, a workshop that said, get off your butt and make some business.
I know.
And I know. So I told the woman, one of the women said to me, she wants to be a motivational speaker. I said, why? Why?
Yes.
What sustainability is there? What are you leaving for the next gen? She had a thing.
Really?
She's like, I don't. I said, exactly. So you don't have a product.
You don't. Yes.
You don't have a product. You want to do something.
You want to do something.
Right, you don't have a product. You have to have a product.
Yes. Yes.
And that's the key.
And that is the key. Now, to piggyback off of what you said, you want to leave something, you know, for your family.
Yeah.
I say that all the time.
Yeah, I
really do. I say it all the time. My grandchildren will not walk into this blind as I did.
Yeah.
It won't happen.
Yeah.
It will not happen. Yeah. Like,
you got that right.
It will not
never happen. No.
It will not happen.
No.
My oldest granddaughter right now, like, I do pop-up shops. She working.
Yeah. My granddaughter's working with me too. My granddaughter, my grandson does my pictures. You know, he does all my pictures and my videos.
Yes.
And my granddaughter's like the one, come on over. You know?
Yes.
She's a promoter.
Yes. And they love it.
Yeah.
Give her a couple of dollars after because this is your pay because you work.
Oh, yeah. No, I ain't going to say a couple of dollars. She's going to be like $20. My granddaughter's seven. She's like $20. I'm like.
Yeah.
She don't even stop at the dollars anymore. Like, we're used to.
Yes, yes. And I look at it like, even when she does it, it's showing her how to communicate with people.
Yeah, yeah.
The appropriate way.
Yeah, yeah.
It's showing them that.
It's giving them skills.
It's giving them the right skills.
Yeah, yeah. And that's important.
Yes.
You know, legacy, you know, in all that we do, because that's really so powerful. It's powerful.
Yes.
And we want to build wealth. See, the difference between making money and wealth is so enriching. It goes to your personality.
Yes.
Goes to your financial fitness. It goes to your physical fitness, your mental fitness, and your social.
Yes.
All of those. It covers.
I'm laughing because that's another thing I say all the time. Make me wealthy in all areas.
Yep. That's
not just one area.
Yeah.
Cover all areas. I'm talking about health.
Yeah, success, all of that.
Make me wealthy across the board.
Right. And so I want to talk. Now, you just said a key word. So in the past few years, success didn't look the same for me, you know, as everybody else. And, you know, I'm a life and a business coach. And everybody's like, oh, make $15,000, make this per week, you know. And I was like, okay, God, I need to be my authentic self. Am I going to be good with that? Am I going to work myself to death to get there?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I going to create some astronomical number that's a wish number?
Uh-huh.
You know, I want to be so authentic in that. I find that when we, as Black women, we often compare those things. Like, I see her making this amount of money. I got to make that amount. But we never sit down and we never, what is it that makes Edna happy?
Right.
You know, let me make that budget for Edna.
Yeah.
You know, I did that for myself. I, you know, wrote down my expenses. What it costs. Then I wrote down how much I'm going to get paid, what I would like to get paid.
What you want to get paid.
And how much work I'm going to put into that work.
Yeah. No, really.
I don't want to work. Like, you know, at a certain age, you can want to work as much as you want. I don't know. But at my age, I want to do 3 to 4 hours a week and be happy.
Yes.
You know, and have a great number. I don't want no 15,000. If I get it, it's great. 15,000 a week is great. But if I make lower than that, and I make my 9,000 or whatever a month, I'm happy because guess what? That meets every one of my needs.
Yes.
And gives me a lot more entertainment.
Yeah.
Okay?
No, yes.
So we need to know, you know, and I'm going to ask you is how did you figure, because I know this is a different, your area and industry is different.
Mm-hmm.
How did you figure your own authenticity with the way you're going to build wealth and your success?
I feel like, you know, I just look at it from, I just want to, whatever it is I do, I want to be true to me.
Right.
I want to enjoy what I do.
Yeah, that's good.
I want to enjoy it. I don't want to get up and be like, oh, I got to go in today. You know what I mean? When somebody books with me, I'm excited.
Yeah,
I'm like, I can't wait till that day come and that, you know, that client comes in and we sit there and we talk. I'm so excited.
Yeah,
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I look at it like money wise.
Yeah.
I'm going to make what I'm supposed to make. I won't put a cap on it and say, I have to make $1,000 this week.
Right, right.
Because then I feel like even if I get a blessing, it ain't going to be more than that $1,000.
I always say, what I mean? No less than.
I say, like, it's gonna come.
Yeah.
I'm going to make what I'm supposed to make.
Yeah.
And I just leave it at that.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that because I see that there's so much comparing, even with every woman there is, you know, and there's always these new shiny objects of people coming out with, get me to get all your coaching programs,
yes.
Get all this stuff. And I'm saying, well, I always ask the question, can you show me what you've done?
What you've done, yeah.
You know, I get, and they like, what?
But people don't realize, Edna, is it could be 1,000 people doing the same thing. But what's for you
is
for you.
Yeah.
It's for you.
Yeah. I agree totally.
You know what I mean?
So
it doesn't matter. Like, why are you comparing, you know, yourself to that person right there?
Mm-hmm.
One, it may not be your season right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's going to come.
Oh, sure.
And it, once it's for you, it's for you.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. Okay, audience, you heard that. Once it's for you, it's for you. So, Charlene, how can my audience find out where you are, you know, how to get your products, have a consultation with you? Tell us how we can do that.
So you can email me at honeybeevsteam@gmail.com.
Okay. Okay.
You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, honey.b607.
Yes.
Or you can visit the website.
Okay.
You can also visit the website, honeybee.com.
Okay. Honeybee.com.
Honeybee.com. Okay. I had to think about it.
Okay.
Actually, no. Diamond Honeybee.
Okay.
It's diamondhoneybee.com.
Okay.
Or you can reach me by phone.
That's what I want to hear. What's the number? That people love these numbers now.
Yes.
What's the phone number?
631-618-7879.
Wonderful. Well, we want to thank you. This brings us to the end of our show.
Thank you.
This is really informative, and I know my audience is going to get a whole lot of diamonds out of this, honeybee.
Yes.
Okay. And it's going to be exciting. Audience, thank you for being here, because you could be anywhere else, but you're here with me today. This is Edna White and my esteemed guest, Charlene Williams.
Thank you.
Saying goodbye for now.
Enjoy. Thank you for having me.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, everybody. I'm Naomi Ekperigin.
And I'm Andy Beckerman.
We're a real-life couple and a real-life couple of comedians. And we're the hosts of the podcast Couples Therapy.
We're the only comedy relationship podcast ever. Yeah, I said it. And we're so good, we've been written up in both the New York Times and we made Grindr's list of top podcasts.
Yes, we're giving you that high-low appeal. Trust. On the show, we talk to guests like Bob the Drag Queen, Angelica Ross,
Bowen Yang, Janelle James, Danny Pudi, Darcy Carden, Paul F. Tompkins,
and more. All about love, mental health, and everything in between. And we answer your relationship questions. We are two unlicensed comedians just trying to help you out.
So open your hearts, loosen your butts, because we got a lot of laughs
and a lot of real talk just for you.
Download Couples Therapy wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.